What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You were saying?
Yeah, I was saying what? You were saying stuff and I was saying other things and none of them is for the air.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's good to have you here. Right before we went on the air, Ryan informed us that today is his anniversary, and Brad passed along his condolences to Mrs. Wiggins.
Yeah,
we'll get to that here.
It along like a stone.
Ew, you would know. We're going to get to that here in just a minute. Before we do, I want to talk a little bit more about our YouTube live chat poll. Should people be able to wear MAGA hats in sports stadiums? Lots of messages coming in on this issue, including I'm getting text messages from my dear friends. Absolutely, people should be able to wear a MAGA hat at sporting events. People are allowed to wear Cardinals hats.
That's true.
Yes, it is true. But do you still hear music? Is that me?
Yeah, I think you're losing your mind.
Okay. I definitely.
What kind of music? Like big band stuff, or is it like
probably
rock?
Y98.
Actually, okay, fine. I can hear a little bit. There's no way that's coming over the radio, but I can barely.
No, he just stopped it.
Okay.
You guys will convince me that I've lost my mind at some point or another.
That's my
in
goal.
Some way, shape, or form. So I'm always on edge on this. The MAGA hat controversy coming out of this past week, where the Mike Weitzel, St. Louis City. Am I saying that right? Is it St. Louis City? Is that how you say it?
St. Louis City SC.
Do I have to say SC too?
Soccer club.
No, I think you can just say St. Louis City.
If I say Cardinals game, how do I say that for soccer?
Well, the hard thing is St. Louis City can mean things other than soccer. So it is saying.
Can I ask a separate question here?
Nah.
As somebody who, actually, I think I can.
Okay.
That was rhetorical. I'll let you know when I you know, do the little forehead tilt towards you, that means you can speak.
Looking forward to that.
Woof.
Whenever that is.
As the aforementioned non-soccer fan, don't really understand. I don't disrespect it. I know it's a huge deal for lots of people listening, lots of people in the area. It was a huge deal to get a professional soccer team here. Is St. Louis City, SC, is that how you said it's supposed
yeah.
to be? Is that a dumb name? Or is that like the coolest name ever?
I'm waiting for the nod, Brad. Okay. Yeah, it's a cool name. It's a cool name. I like it. I think
okay.
it's very
really?
Cool. Yeah, I do.
Ooh, no, I don't.
I like it.
Why do you like it?
Because
as a soccer family.
It's not presumptuous. We went through this whole phase in America, and I'm not saying this was bad, but where your team logo and stuff had to be cool and big and kind of gaudy, and this is the exact opposite.
Can
it's
you
like
give me
the
an
minimalist
example
version.
Of what you're saying? Is there anything off the top of your head that is?
Yeah, like the Mighty Ducks or the Sharks. Or
what do you got against Sharks, man?
I mean, there was just 90s. There were neon. There were big logos and big ferocious things.
We know how you really just adhere to subtle.
Well, I like the trend. I like the fact that it was one way, and now this is the opposite.
So you think this is reserved and respectful of the climate and the area?
And it's very much in the spirit of soccer. A lot of soccer clubs do
sure.
that.
It is a soccer name.
Yeah.
Like
why don't you like it?
I don't like it because I think it's kind of weird. I just, like, there's so many different, like, you look at Chicago's team name and they're the Chicago Fire or, you know, LA Galaxy. Those are cool names.
Those to me just sound like sports names and franchises like everything else.
Right.
St. Louis City SC is not even language that fits in my understanding yeah. of pro sports because it's a soccer thing. And soccer's as big as it gets in the world. So I understand that I'm on the outside looking in here.
I think that because you can, like, it's like a collective name. It's not yeah. like the Cardinals, you know, they're all a bunch of birds together. Cardinals, a flock of Cardinals or whatever. It's a singular name that that describes the team.
Like,
but then you look over in Europe and what do you got? Teams like Arsenal.
Yeah, it'll
and
be like Manchester United Soccer Club.
I don't get that either.
It's just a city name.
Is that a big
saying,
thing?
We're united behind
Are
our
they
soccer
a
club.
Pretty
Man
reputable
Man
organization.
Man U is big.
As far as I understand it.
Steve just fired
Manchester
me.
United is a fairly large brand over there.
Is it popular? Have people heard of this?
They have. Yeah. If I've heard of it here in the middle of this country, then people have
so
heard of it.
So here's what's going to happen with the conversation we just had. I just said something that is patently offensive to most people in the world because I'm acting as if Manchester United is not a big deal. Because I'm an idiot. I know that. I know enough to know that Manchester United is gigantic, right?
Mm-hmm.
I will hearken back to one time on this show where Ryan wore the most patently ugly shirt that has ever been worn in the history of shirts. And there's something about Dan Flashes. I don't know what it is.
The
I still don't
where
know.
I got it.
Shush. Don't do that now. Because that video, we made a short. And by we, I mean Brad. He set me up. I didn't know that it was a joke. I've never heard of Dan Flashes. I don't know that they're complicated designs. I don't know what I'm talking about right now. I just know these are phrases. And if you're somebody out there who knows what Dan Flashes is and knows that some people even pay $150 for him or something like that, we made this stupid YouTube video about it, and it hit the Dan Flashes algorithm.
Did it? I didn't know this.
Yes, it's got like 6,000 views.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Just last night, someone's like, someone shut this broad up. She's killing the joke. I'm like, I didn't know it was a joke.
That was the whole point.
I didn't know.
That's great. I didn't know this.
It was just a terrible shirt to me.
This is great. I didn't know that this was happening out there in the digital
world. Kate Team says on YouTube, I didn't know either, Annie. Correct. Most of us don't, but this Yahoo over here wears a shirt that's an inside joke to a small portion of people, and our YouTube video has fit and found the algorithm, and now all those people, one person said, tell me exactly where this woman is located so I can never come into contact with her again.
Oh my gosh, this is my dream come true.
Yes, you've sabotaged everything.
This is great.
For a stupid shirt.
Oh my gosh.
George said, was this the Wagon's Pipe Screen Saver shirt? It was. I said, in the video clip, your shirt has pipes and moons on it. And you kept going in riffs of yeah. whatever this insight. I don't even know what it's from. What is it from?
It's from I Think You Should Leave.
Which I don't even know what that is.
A sketch comedy show on Netflix that's very popular amongst certain groups. Although it's popular enough that he just did a movie with Paul Rudd, so it's pretty big.
I have to pull this video up and share it because I feel like for the people who, there are people in the world who are only exposed to me and to this show because of that damn shirt.
If I could do that every day, I would.
I know, but all we would do is collect people who hate me.
Well, that's fun.
That's your dream.
Everybody's having fun, except you, but that's okay. Period.
Gosh.
Do the forehead
You
thing.
Haven't seen any of these things?
Just waiting for it.
You haven't seen these comments?
Well, I knew that this video existed, but I didn't know that it had a life outside of that day.
So this one person says she is murdering this joke. And I wrote back to that person on my YouTube channel. I know I was. I'm so sorry. I didn't know it was a joke. I'm like, you don't know the joke. You don't know Ryan Wiggins would just wear this shirt because he thought it looked nice.
You know
Ryan Wiggins dressed up as Cliff Huxtable to come to one of the events I spoke to at a Lincoln Day dinner. And he came home when you wore the Zach Morris meets Cliff Huxtable sweater
yeah.
to the Madison County Lincoln Day dinner.
Yeah.
you wore this sweater that's nothing like anybody had ever seen. I remember Balls, a huge fan of the show. That was the first night he met you. And he talks about that. You wore this absolutely obnoxious sweater. What level of obnoxious did you think that sweater was before you walked into the event?
Oh, I'd say a 7.
So you were like, you were knowingly making a statement.
I thought this looks stupid, but it's not going to be that big of a distraction.
A 7.
I would say, yeah, it was a little out of the woods.
We go to the event, you walk in, and I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
It became the thing.
And so then that night you came home, you were sitting, my understanding is you were sitting on your couch, your wife had other obligations, she walks in the door, or did you walk in the door and she was home?
Yeah, she was already home, she was in bed.
She was in bed. You walk in, after this event, she knew where you were, you walk in wearing that sweater, what happens next?
And then she didn't even care, she was just like, oh, you're home, okay. And then she looked up and she goes, no. Did you really do that?
Yeah.
Because she also believed that I'm capable of walking in from an event, changing clothes before I get inside.
Just to screw with her. And she said no.
She said no, no.
And you said what?
You did not go to that event with that. And I said, what? What are you talking about? And she started hearing music that nobody else could hear. Like, she was going nuts. And then I had to wait for her to forehead nod me to talk again.
Yeah. It's because you're trained well. And when you said, I did wear this, what did she say?
I thought she would start laughing, but she didn't. She actually kind of looked sad, like that it hurt her reputation, which was somewhat true because she has my last name.
Yes. We're going to talk about Ryan and Mrs. Wiggins' anniversary at 2:30. We're going to take a quick break because Ethan Sports and Local is next. We'll have to find out who's naming him this week, listeners or Ryan Wiggins.
This is still me. We're going to do a bit of a palate cleanse today.
Are you being respectful today?
Yes, I am.
This is Ryan Wiggins respectful.
This is me respecting Ethan's segment in time.
Sports and Local with Ethan next, and the update on Ryan's wedding anniversary. Let us know how many years you think they've been married in the YouTube chat. Vote. Should people be able to wear MAGA hats in sports stadiums? We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost.
Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What is going on with Ryan's shirt?
I can tell you there's a very, very good explanation.
Good.
I have won a major award.
Uh-huh.
And tonight,
so you feel like you can do whatever you want?
No, not at all. I have to dress up because tonight I have to go out to eat.
Do you have a change of clothes?
No, this is dressed up. I'm wearing a collar. See? I had to wear a collar to this thing.
I think the Playboy bunnies wore collars.
So I'm dressed up. I got this shirt. It's a very, very nice, expensive shirt. I got it at Dan Flash's.
How much did you pay for that?
This is like a $150 shirt. And it is so, it's because
did
the
pattern.
Did
they pay you to take it off their hands?
I didn't buy it. My friend bought it for me for my birthday.
As a joke?
The pattern is so complicated.
It's, you got it. Someone gave it to you for your birthday as a joke.
No. This is a very real shirt.
Ethan,
my friend
someone,
who loves me gave me this from Dan Flash's.
There are pipes and moons.
There's so much. And some of the designs in it, that you could get like this are so complicated that they're like $1,000.
That's the video. You can check out the Annie Fry YouTube. We make shorts like that. I'm getting raked over the coals on our very own YouTube page. My YouTube page. It's got my name on it.
It's great. It's great. I did a bit for that whole show.
I didn't know it.
And didn't break.
And so I'm just, before we get to Ethan's local and sports here real quick, let's just look at some of the comments.
Oh yeah, let's do this.
Read this first one here. Can you see that on the screen?
You walk by a store and see 50 guys like fighting me, or like me, fighting over shirts with complicated patterns. You go in. Yes, you do.
Is that part of the bit?
Yeah, that's a quote from the sketch.
Okay, read the next one there.
Okay, she really put her soul into not letting him talk and destroying the joke. Annie replies, full disclosure, I had no idea it was a joke. Ryan Wiggins is just that weird. I've learned my lesson.
Read the next one.
I love that he held the line for this joke. I did it for 3 hours. It wasn't just a minute.
Read the next one.
Is that darn it?
No.
I'll say darn it. Darn it, lady, just let us enjoy the joke. The next one's even better. She sucked the life out of that bit.
Holy cow.
Keep
and
going.
Then the next one is a quote from the sketch again. 150 out the door. That's from the sketch too. I hope you weren't thrown down the stairs at Dan Flash's. It's because there's a brawl that breaks out in the sketch.
Read the next one.
Hard to watch. Wish that girl, or hard to watch with that girl there. She tried so many times but failed.
I don't even know what I was trying to do.
Barf emoji. She's never seen the show, has she? Man, it's just comment after comment.
She said
she had not.
Last one.
Who's the lady so I know to avoid everything she's a part of? Someone, please, for the love of, I won't say Jesus' name in vain, for the love of blank, respond because I'm not looking it up.
That's so
Who's
mean.
Who's the lady so I know to avoid everything she's been a part of? This is beyond my wildest dreams.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you so much, everyone. I wanted to thank you. That award was great that day, but this award is better.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
Give me a break.
Is it time?
It's time.
For the very respectful one?
It's actually about 5 seconds late. Hold up.
Check it out. Sports and local.
Tickle me Ethan's frothy news puddle.
You're so weird.
I decided.
Look, they're like, don't listen to that lady. She's killing the bit. This guy knows his comedy. Tickle me Ethan, what?
I decided not to do the respectful one.
Frothy
I'll
news
save
puddle?
One. Tickle me Ethan's frothy news puddle.
I don't think that's appropriate.
We'll let HR decide that.
So let me just get this straight. You're saying that you decided not to do the respectful one.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do that one tomorrow.
I thought
that you were trying to make an argument that this was the respectful
one. No, definitely not. It was super funny.
Whew. What you got for us, Ethan? Tickle me Ethan.
It's
on a request, just to be clear.
You know, on the resume, on my resume, can I put... I think that I should receive further credit because it's even harder to host a segment when it starts with that.
Ethan, I know. I know.
There could be a new interstate running from just outside of St. Louis deep into southern Illinois. Have you guys have you guys heard about this?
No.
No, tell us more.
There is talks that eventually a new interstate could be moving from 2 to 4 lanes in southern Illinois to better connect the city of St. Louis
so
to southern Illinois.
Take roads that exist but make them
correct.
Is this broader.
127?
It's 127, 154, and Route 3. The goal is to expand parts.
Time out. Route or route?
Route 3.
Route.
I think I say Route 3.
66?
Nothing
the
wrong with
the song says Route 66.
Route 66.
No, you're not wrong.
Route
3.
Okay.
It's a preference. Just curious.
I don't really have a preference. I feel like I say both.
Yeah, probably do.
I'm just a poor little child that's questioning everything about myself.
Tickle me, Ethan.
You poor.
Did you just call me?
Ryan. Gosh. I'm deleting the video from our YouTube channel. He's too cocky now.
Let it percolate a little
No.
Come on, you benefit.
Don't even say percolate again. I don't even like the way you said that.
It was dripping.
Into the puddle of frothy news.
Frothy news puddle.
This is not fair at all. So apparently, Murfreesboro to St. Louis is about 2 hours, and a big part of that is because it's only two lanes for the large portion of it. So the goal, right, is between Murfreesboro and Waterloo to expand from 2 to 4 lanes for portions of this. A letter from Governor Pritzker to Mayor Stevens, the Southwest Illinois Connector, could generate a projected $1.2 billion in business revenue and an additional $300 million in tourism as a result of this. The project, though, could come up with a $1 billion price tag, and it could also take more than 6 years to complete.
Congratulations, Illinois. What have you won? Higher taxes. Hey!
It'll bring in $1 billion. How much is it going to cost? Give or take, $1 billion. Great. Wow.
So we're ending up breaking even.
And people are just dying to get to Murfreesboro. I can't tell you. All my friends are always like, you guys want to head down to Murfreesboro for
the
weekend?
They call it the borough?
Yeah, we just say borough. But it's like, nah, the roads are too small.
Takes too long.
I love going down there to southern
She likes
Illinois.
The borough.
Oh, I mean, I used to live in Carbondale. That's how I knew 127 was a
the
part
dirty
of this.
Dale.
Because there's a big pushback against it from anybody who lives on 127.
They
do not want it.
All of the traffic and the people.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't blame them.
IDOT is currently asking for public input on the Southwest Illinois Connector is what they're calling it.
Let us know what y'all think.
You guys supporters? Yes? No?
Don't know.
Off the top of your heads.
Don't.
That story is frothy.
Stop it. Gosh. Go sit in the corner. Go fix that microphone in there.
No, I'm having a good time. This is a great Monday. For me.
For you.
Personally.
I don't know. I feel like I can understand the value of that kind of expansion, but anytime people come in and pay paradise like that, I don't love it.
I know.
So.
Shush.
Ryan?
Yep.
Turn off his microphone.
Yes or no? In support or no? Just with the information you have.
I think you got to let the people that it would affect decide. And if they are adamantly against it, because you could be for it too. If you lived by it, you could say, oh, this will bring a lot more commerce. You could be for that. But if
they may not want it.
But if they're all against it, yeah. I would say you got to listen to them.
Yeah, I would too.
St. Louis will no longer issue construction contracts under its minority and women-owned business enterprise goals due to threats to take back or eliminate federal grant funds to cities that support these programs. So this is having a lot to do, right, with President Trump and some of his executive
Anti-DEI
orders, right?
Efforts.
Anti-DEI efforts.
You know, it's not just women and minority-owned people who pay into the tax dollar base that gets handed out to these folks, so I kind of understand that.
Spencer said a pause on new construction contracts that were done under the city's program would start today. So this is starting today. She also cited that threats She cited that the federal grants are now going, because they're requiring local governments and federal contractors to certify the Do Not Operate programs that advance or promote DEI. The elimination of such programs, it says, has been stated as a goal right from the president, from President Trump's administration. So it's going to be interesting to see how exactly this ends up, if this ends up having an effect on the area, if you end up noticing this. But it is interesting to see St. Louis having to be forced to comply with some of these things. And also stated here in the article that that St. Louis, Kara Spencer, feels more of a need to have to comply with this because of, I think, some of the necessities as far as receiving help assistance from the government in the cleanup of some of the tornado disaster and everything. That it doesn't feel like, based off what I'm reading, it doesn't feel like it's something that they can really fight on right now because of how much they need to just continue cleaning up the city.
Gosh, I wish that Illinois would invest. I say this all the time, but that Illinois would make a concerted effort to invest in the east side of the Mississippi River in the shadow of the St. Louis Arch, to invest in businesses and jobs right there so that the people of those areas could have good paying jobs in their communities and protect that place. Add an enormous amount of security so people feel safe coming and going to work, and they can come from their communities as well that are right there to do it, because that would do so much good for the west side of the river as well, to have some competition where if people want to invest in some business here in the St. Louis area. The best thing to happen for St. Louis City would to make it so that they are fully surrounded by pro-business areas. And I'm not holding my breath for Illinois to do it, but boy, gosh, that would be such a great opportunity. Got to get Kevin Schmidt
speaking
to talk about that.
Speaking of that federal funding and of Schmidt's, Eric Schmidt is urging FEMA to approve additional aid in response to the tornado in May in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Specifically, a debris removal request that was originally made by St. Louis's mayor. He sent a letter to FEMA's acting director asking for the approval of a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers mission to assist with the debris removal. Last month, the mayor's office announced a tornado cleanup phase under development with FEMA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers would be involved, including private property debris removal and individualized assessments of debris removal. So it's going to be interesting how long it takes for this to really get going, and you know what the effect will be from FEMA.
Check it out.
Sports and local.
Tickle Me Ethan's frothy news puddle.
Well, that's that. That's from the brain of Ryan Wiggins, correct?
Yeah.
All right, that brain.
It's a broken brain.
That married Mrs. Wiggins some years ago. Let's find out about the anniversary. Happy anniversary to Mr. and Mrs. Wiggins. Word has it that they went on a date last night. We'll find out what that looked like when we come back. Don't go away.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So it's Mr. and Mrs. Wiggins's anniversary.
Yeah.
Today.
Today is. Today
and you didn't take the day off.
No, we celebrated last night.
Huh.
We decided to do a night before celebration instead of a Monday because there's so many places that are closed on Monday.
How many anniversaries have you had?
18.
This is 18?
Yeah. I know a couple people guessing in the chat and they were all around it.
And you were married
18.
In... 2007?
Yeah.
Which means that it's going to be 18 for Jared and me soon. That seems like too long.
When is your anniversary? September?
September 15th.
Oh, yeah. It's right before my birthday.
2007.
Which always overshadows your anniversary.
In the eyes of some.
Sorry about that. In the eyes of God.
Probably not. So 18 years, your marriage is now a full-blown adult.
Yeah. We had to send it on its way.
How has the that's terrible. Don't do that. How has your observation of your anniversary with your wife, not as a couple, but you specifically, when you get to the year anniversary, how has that changed over the course of 18 years of being together? How you reflect on it as a specific day on a calendar that marks something really important.
We used to celebrate them a little bigger. We used to go like at least one night somewhere. A lot of times, actually, we would just pick an Airbnb and just go somewhere that's not even that far from here. I think we've gone to, you know, Tower Grove before and just stayed in an Airbnb just for fun one night and went back home. But with kids, it changes. And now we probably should go do that more, but we do it less. And we always just go out and just have a date. It's really a date. We had to remind ourselves it was their anniversary last night because it just felt like we were just going out, you know.
Do you look at 18 years of marriage right now and obviously it's an accomplishment, especially for your wife. But if you look at 18 years of marriage with one another and compare that to society right now, do you think about that at all?
No, not at all. We should. We should think about how important it is. And we used to do that more. We really did. We would sit
like, look at us.
And say, oh, wow, look at it's year 14 or whatever it was. And she'd go, oh, you have to tell me nice things about me tonight. You have to tell me some nice things. And I would say,
did
okay, that's fair.
Did you get her flowers?
That's fair. No, we just went on a date. And
are you getting her flowers
we
today?
We went anywhere she wanted to go, except for I had one request. I said, we don't have to do this, but I have one request. I would like to go see a movie on our anniversary. And she said, well, what movie? And I said,
Sonic.
Naked Gun.
Did you?
And we did. We went and saw Naked Gun last night. And while we were there, a listener the theater was not very full, and one of the people in it was also a listener.
How do you know?
Said hello, because he came up and said hi.
Do you just walk in the theater and just feel like, I'm Ryan Wiggins in case anybody cares. Ryan Wiggins here.
I don't say that, but I do say, I'm here, and then I bow. And then I sit down with quite a bit of regalia, and then we go about watching the movie.
What did the listener say to you?
He just said he was a fan. He watches the stream. And
are
I
you
said,
in Edwardsville?
In Edwardsville. I said, are you somebody we interact with on the stream? Because we interact with people as often as we can during the show. And he said, no, he just watches.
Hi.
But that he had seen me and couldn't place me and then heard me say something to Katie. It was like, oh, that's it. So hello to Greg.
Hi, Greg.
But we watched Naked Gun, and my gosh, that movie has some funny stuff in it.
I mean, we were
crying. It was that funny.
So 18 years of marriage, you're going to watch a movie. That's kind of like a kid thing to do.
Yeah.
You dated your wife through college, right? And then in and out several.
Yeah, we started, I think we met when we were 19, and then we started dating, but we kind of dated on and off throughout college.
Is it weird to look back on dating? Because I think about, every once in a while Jared and I will talk about, because we started dating, I think, when I was 20, maybe 20 or 21, 2004. I would have just turned 20, I guess. And it's like sometimes I focus really hard on going back to that feeling and those thoughts of when you're dating, because you don't have this like guaranteed future ahead. So you're kind of always like in the game.
Yep.
You're always mentally testing where the relationship is, and you don't really know what the next day or the next week or year or whatever is going to hold. So you're just, it's a constant active participation. 18 years of marriage, it goes in and out of like business arrangement at times, because you're coordinating, especially you've got three kids. Everything is coordination. Who's going where? How are we getting that done? You're talking about money and bills and responsibilities and expectations. And that can pull away from that time where you reflect back before, like the butterflies and everything that existed when you were dating. Can you mentally go back to that place before you were married and remember, you know, whatever level of excitement that existed before it was a locked in, done deal?
Yeah, I can, and I do. But the kids have just changed that. It's not as often that I go there in my head. I'm sure it's not for her. And it's also, it's strange to do that for more than just very briefly, because I don't want to feel like I missed that, because I like now and I don't want to go live in the past. Even, I mean, it's okay to acknowledge it and just remember that that was a season and that was fun, but that we're in a different place now. And I really try to, I know I joke a lot, but I try to, romance to me is honestly just trying to keep her excited about everything, life. And if I can do that, then I feel very happy. I just feel accomplished as her husband. I feel like I'm
Do you feel
achieving.
Like you know uniquely how to do that? Like in a way, yeah, that nobody else does. Like it's big things, but it's mostly the little things.
Well, it's finding what really drives her, which honestly is a process. I can't say that I knew that when we got married. I mean, you know it in general, but when you get older and you start to really find like that date, like you said, a lot of it's like you're just business, you're kind of going through the business of life. Well, what's that thing that really propels you through the business? Because that's what excites you. How can I cultivate that thing? How can I find that thing? And I've failed at doing that many times. But if I can do it, then I'm successful and I'm happy. So it's not just I want to make you happy. It's this makes me happy to make you happy.
Your pursuit of her and making her enjoy not you, but life that's
yes.
happening with
yeah.
you.
Yeah, because that's my role almost as a protector, as head of the household, is to provide for her. And that is much more than providing nice things, although that's part of it. but it's providing the stuff that's going to keep her driven in Christ a lot of times. I mean, all of this really is, but in a lot of ways, it's just sort of finding that thing. And I will say this, that it's a pursuit, because I never really have it, but I've always got to be
If you felt like the pursuit was accomplished and it was achieved, wouldn't that in essence lead to failure? Like if you did it. I did it. I accomplished it.
Yeah, well, yeah, it never stops. And you almost have to acknowledge that you're never going to get there.
You're talking about your role as a provider and a protector. Do you expect the same thing in return from her in your relationship?
No. I expect different things. I can't even say what those things are without thinking about it more. But I don't expect that. I would hope that she has the same goal, and that is to seek what makes me, you know, what motivates me. But I don't necessarily expect her to provide that in the same way that I provide for her. She would provide it for me differently, and it's much more of a support. But and honestly, a boundary. Like, there are times that I'm very excited about things that she's like, I'm not feeling it. Mm-hmm. And I have to acknowledge, and this is where God comes in, where I could just hear that and view her as a hindrance to the thing that I'm wanting to pursue. But instead, I try to say, I think maybe I need to listen to you because you're providing for me a check and balance.
You don't think that going into the relationship that you and your wife are 50-50, you're both supposed to provide the same things and bring the same things to the table, that the roles are, they're different for you and they're different for her.
Even suggesting that we're supposed to provide for each other 50-50 is, it seems absurd to me in the reality of doing it. And I'm not trying to make a social commentary. I'm just saying the reality of living a life where you're operating in the role as husband and she's operating the role as wife, it just doesn't play out that way. It just doesn't. And the things that she's seeking, I can provide for her in different ways than the things that she can provide for me. I do look to her for a lot of those supports, but they're very different than what I'm providing for her. So,
do you think society understands marriage, like, you know, mainstream culture, do they understand marriage the way you're explaining it?
Mainstream culture does not. But when you start doing it, if you allow for yourself to fall into those roles, they're natural. So once you start doing it, it just happens. But people fight it because there's a framework that they think going into it, well, this is what this is supposed to look like. And they kind of like try to shell that around instead of just letting it happen. Like, it's, I don't know. It's easier to do than it is to say, I think.
I think when you're measuring it, that's a red flag. If you're talking 50-50, whatever it is, if the measuring sticks come out, then there's something else that you got to look to. Greg says, on our YouTube live chat, happy anniversary, Ryan. Met you and your wife briefly last night at the theater.
There he is. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg. Happy anniversary to the Wigginses. Wanted to give you the opportunity to talk about that. Congratulations to you guys both. 18 years is amazing. That's what Jared and I will be celebrating here in September. And it doesn't feel like 18 years, but at the same time, I feel like I don't have a life. I don't know my life without him. So, you know, in that sense, it's like you do become one person. Wouldn't know what it would be like to try any of this without him. And I know you and Katie's wonderful. And so happy anniversary to you. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. So, MAGA hats in sports stadiums. We played the clip from Mark Cox, who had Mike Weitzel on his show on Friday. So, did you guys hear from people? I heard on social media from people who are like, is anybody going to cover this? Like, there's some sort of litmus test as to whether or not we're going to talk about it. And I'm like, Mark Cox had him on the 97.1 on Friday. Like, he went right after it.
Yeah, I got sent it a lot by friends that don't even live in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Saying, did you see this?
It's a big story. He got ushered out. The police officers were reluctantly doing their job, I suppose. Is any of this on the police officers? I mean, they can't... Can they...
I don't know. Even at the end of the video, Matt says to him, I know you're just doing your job.
Wait,
and
Matt
the guys,
or Mike?
They fist bump.
Mike, did I say Matt? So he clearly is not trying to cause problems. I don't think the police officers are. They were given orders. And it is 100% above them. It's got to be. Because this is a policy that somebody enacted and said, you go do my dirty work for me. And they had to just enforce it. But they didn't know that. They didn't write the policies. They just enforce what they're told. That's why they're there.
But is the main question here, because our YouTube poll question that we're asking is, should people be able to wear MAGA hats in sports stadiums? Do you think yes or no?
Yes.
Brad?
Yeah.
Ethan?
If the other side is allowed to wear whatever or support whatever, then yes.
Isn't it a lot more work to police everything? Every political message, than to just be like,
That's what you would have to do.
Yeah, grow up. Learn how to deal with your emotions. If you don't like what the other person thinks, that's all right. Learn how to deal with it with an adult. You don't have to have it removed from your sight.
Isn't the real problem here inconsistency?
Yes, 100%. And also, their own idea of how to make up a rule. If you have a rule on the books that says something about politics, then you have to have a conversation with everybody who could enforce that at your stadium ahead of time. Because maybe this is a rogue employee, and they were going against company policy, but then this St. Louis City needs to say that,
what
too.
What do you do when you walk? I mean, I don't know if people are still wearing like BLM stuff, but there is certainly a time in St. Louis where you could see somebody wearing a BLM hat. If you go to a Cardinals game and the people sitting in the row, you know, down in front of you and to the right, so you can see them, they turn and look at their family that they're sitting with and they got a BLM hat on. What happens next?
Yeah. I don't know. What?
And in my mind, I go, huh, a BLM hat. And then I look for the next pitch to be a strike or a ball.
Well, also,
that's it.
If somebody complained, hey, you know what, that guy over there is wearing a gay pride shirt. Do you really believe that somebody from the stadium is going to walk up to him and go, I'm sorry, we don't allow gay pride shirts here?
If I were offended every time I saw one of those, I would just live my life offended. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
So I just choose to not. I'm not there for that. Like, and the same thing, MAGA hats need to have the same permission to exist that all of this other stuff has.
Yeah.
And if I would rather go to a sporting event and not see any of it, that's probably the case, honestly. I would rather go to the baseball game to see baseball. But I know that's not realistic. And I also love my country that lets us say what we want to say, especially with the clothes we're wearing, as long as it's not patently offensive. And you don't get to just be offended by one political view. Ethan?
Result time, 268 Irvin. Votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Should people be able to wear MAGA hats in sports stadiums? It's a close one today, guys. Just kidding, 97% say yes.
97%. 3% of you. Oh, man. Lighten up. Thanks for listening to the Mark Maron Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.